Imagine growing vegetables and fish in the same space. That's the idea behind aquaponics, a marriage of aquaculture, or fish farming, and hydroponics, or soilless plant cultivation, in a single, sustainable closed system. Its supporters say aquaponics can play a key role in alleviating food insecurity and addressing the problems of climate change, groundwater pollution, and overfishing. Aquaponics is really as old as nature itself.
Aquaponics is really a recirculating wetland system, so it's happening right on the banks of our lakes.
Sylvia Bernstein was a hydroponic gardener for years, growing plants without soil using a water-soluble chemical fertilizer before discovering she could use the wastewater from fish to grow organic vegetables and fruits.
Honestly, I was very skeptical and just couldn't believe that something as simple as fish waste could become a complete fertilizer. So I had to actually see a system that was in a friend's basement. But when I did, it changed my life.
That was 3 years ago. Bernstein built her first aquaponics system with her 15-year-old son on a concrete pad outside her home in Boulder, Colorado. In her greenhouse today, she mainly raises tilapia and trout, feeding them once a day. There are no weeds in her aquaponic garden, and she doesn't have to worry about watering. The plants are growing in containers at table height for easy access.
I just this morning pulled 4 radishes and some lettuce for lunch. In my greenhouse right now, I grow all sorts of herbs, tomatoes, peppers.
Bernstein started her own business, the Aquaponic Source, with an online store, her own YouTube channel, and a blog. She teaches aquaponics at the Denver Botanic Gardens and recently published a book about how to set up an aquaponic garden at home. She says a growing number of people in the United States and around the world are doing that and enjoying the results, a year-round supply of healthful, safe, and delicious food. The Internet is helping many aquaponic gardeners get connected and learn from one another.
Aquaponics is a perfect thing to invest one's mind and heart and elbow grease into.
James Godsell co-founded Sweetwater Organics, a commercial aquaponics farm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 3 years ago. In 2010, he helped set up a foundation to promote the approach.
The Sweetwater Foundation was dedicated to democratizing and globalizing the information and the methodologies required to advance this very earth-friendly food production system, which, by the way, only uses about 10% of the water normal farming does and uses no pesticides. It's all natural.
Godsell says those advantages have been a powerful incentive for people from all walks of life who are considering a career in aquaponics.
The Sweetwater Foundation probably has had 500 supporters, including school students, and a community of retired engineers, professionals, social enterprisers, teachers, artists. There's so many young elders who are retiring and looking for another career for the next 20 years.
Through collaboration and joint projects, Godsell is carrying the inspiration beyond U.S. borders.
I was asked to go to Venezuela this March. And I'm working with people who have a project in Ecuador. I'm working with people in the Congo and Uganda and Tanzania.
We formed this Indo-American Aquaponics Initiative, and we aim to make aquaponics one of the fastest growing economic activities in India within a decade.
Subra Mukherjee is secretary of a private group based in Kolkata, India, called the Society for Appropriate Rural Technology for Sustainability, which is partnering with Sweetwater Foundation on this initiative.
We are working in a place called the Sundarbans, which is in West Bengal, which is a very poor community. And because of the soil conditions, food doesn't grow. So I believe that technologies such as aquaponics is ideal for these kind of situations. We can actually bring it right into the middle of slums in the cities so that it becomes a very good model for urban and village-based communities.
Advocates say that with fuel and fertilizer prices climbing and irrigation water supplies dwindling, aquaponics offers a sustainable alternative that can help feed the world's growing population. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.